have slandered you. Like, and even blamed you for violence at rap shows and stuff. And first of all, we don't think like people like these, you know, senators, senators' wives, and all these suckers, that they have a right to speak on the question. You know, because they don't like the music, they don't like the message. And could you respond to some of these, like, different charges that they've been...
Yeah, it's an outside point of view. Anything black, as judged by the media, is done from an outside point of view. How long black people should put up with it? I don't think we should put up with it and should understand that whatever we do gets judged from an outside point of view. That's why I got to think of... I said, let us define the way we live and let us basically dictate the way we should live. And point blank, leave it at that. And understand that whatever we do doesn't necessarily mean it's good or bad. It means that it's coming from an outside point of view, from people that just don't understand us.
Like, in your own words, you're leaders of the new school, right? And some people claim that politics and music can't be mixed. Or even further, that, you know, you can't enjoy and rock to fighting against your own oppressor. And you've proven them wrong, like, especially with this latest album, proving them wrong. And by teaching the bourgeois rock in the boulevard, you've inspired lots of rappers who are just coming up to do the same. What inspires you to take on the system in your music?
Being a responsible adult. I just think more black men should just be responsible to the community, because it is ours. Now, I know me and all the members in my group are responsible adults. And if we don't see things are swinging right, or the pendulum is not swinging in our favor, then we have to take control. We're men. And black men need to be trained to be men.
So, you express a lot of urgency and rage against oppression from, you know, I got a right to be hostile, man, my people have been persecuted, to remember there's a need to get alarmed. You know, and thousands of youth identify with this whole, and they claim it as their own. Why do you think they feel this rage and urgency? Why do you think they feel it now? Why do you feel it now?
It's passed down throughout years. We've been here 400 some odd years, and it's still hard for the black man to get paid. We've seen everybody come in past us, and we've been here so long and not been given part of the land we worked hard for. Up to 1990. Black people still can't get what they got deserved, or, you know, what they got coming to them, you know, because of a system that works against us. So, of course, we got a right to be hostile, you know. Seeing everybody else get paid and you don't get paid. Everybody else have and you have not. Shit. You know, I mean, how's that going to make, you know, how's that going to make any people feel that they've worked the same amount of time, or even more so, and haven't been compensated? That's why people today want to even get paid, but yet still there's been no structure that's been defined for us to exist in this system. So people are just basically just mad, because they don't have the idea, they don't have the direction.
Like, part of this racist atmosphere in this country that's being whipped up right now is a lie that all youth, especially black youth, are criminals, responsible for all the drugs, crime, violence, and all this, right? In Louder Than a Bomb, there's a line like, join in the set, the point-blank target, every brother's inside. Could you talk a little bit about your name, Public Enemy, why you chose it, and what does your symbol mean?
Public Enemy represents the situation and status of young black male and female in America. Well, I should just say every black man and female in the Western world, right? We're in the target because we're targeted, because capitalism, even though it says and claims it sees no color, it still keeps those that are visually different down first, okay? Number two, they say that black men on the whole are criminals, but they fail to look at it. It's the hate that hate produced. You know what I'm saying? So there's a reason for everything. And the reason for people trying to compensate and get what they have coming for them, you know, the reason a lot of things are happening is because everything has to balance out. You know, that's the nature of the world, is balance. And whatever happens before has to be compensated for.
I'm digging my questions here. Hold on.
What?
Antonio Show, backstage with Chuck D of Public Enemy. Chuck, the first question I'd like to ask you is, what do you want the black people in the crowd, the young people and so forth and so on, to remember most after they see your show?
And it comes a time where everybody has to deal with themselves, so it's best to learn about yourself and deal with yourself while you have a chance to control yourself. Everybody has to deal with themselves one day or another. it's best to deal with yourself as long as you can have control of yourself, as long as you're young enough to control yourself. Because it comes a situation that if we get directed in a certain way, what I mean by dealing with yourself is that if you happen to do the wrong thing or happen not to know yourself, you're going to fall into the traps that many of you have fell into. And then it's just going to be you. And you're just going to be upset and mad what you ain't got. And it's just going to be you dealing with the elements. So deal with yourself, know about yourself, and deal with the elements once you know about yourself. We like to tell the crowd is that this is your destiny. It's time for you to take control. If everybody has the common knowledge, then you will come together because you have understanding of self. Everybody has a complaint and they use the excuse that, oh, we can't get together. We can't get together because we don't have the common knowledge. If everybody has the common knowledge, then they'll know to get together. And so you can't come together if you don't have the common knowledge.
What would you say to, say, a young person who has talent? He can rap, he can sing or something, but he doesn't have that money to really present it to the big people that are running things. What would you tell that person?
Right.
Rap, you don't necessarily need no money to actually get in rap. Most of the people that's into rap is not rich people. They're poor, young black people. You know, so what you really have to do sometimes, you know, make demo tapes, go around to some of the companies, you know, try to meet people that's into the business. Most important thing is try to meet somebody that's into the business, you know, that know other people that can get you into the business. It doesn't take money, you know. You don't have to be a rich kid to get into rap, because most of the kids that rap, they're not from very rich families.
Another thing is that to get into any situation, we're telling everybody, if you're in a situation, learn about yourself, learn about the situation. If you want to get into another situation, whether it be a job, whether it be you cooling out, learn about the situation you're about to get in. Learn about it thoroughly. Learn. Educate yourself on whatever you happen to find exciting for you to get into. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's many ways to get into this business. Everybody thinks that the end product is getting on that stage and yelling and screaming on the mic, and that's nothing but a result of other people putting something together. I mean, take control. Learn about it. Don't rush it. Don't look for no results. Have fun doing it. If you look for results, then you're talking, that's a lazy way of going about things. You want to just get the results of another hard man's work and effort.
I know that KRS-One has spoken somewhat on this. I was wondering how you feel about Gold, somewhat stereotyping blacks and so forth and so on.
Well, first of all, it's like this. A lot of brothers are out there trying to get gold because it's the system that's trained us that we shouldn't be impressed about ourselves and who we are. So a lot of people try to impress upon other people who are trying to feel more important with the addition of materialistic things. Therefore, you see the creation of the drug dealer who doesn't know himself. He'll poison and kill his own people. He'll go around there just to feel accepted or feel wanted, which is a new feeling for a lot of young black men and women, you know, in the neighborhoods or in the community, because they have been neglected, let's say in the homes or in social life on the outside. They want to feel accepted. They want to feel loved. So they feel that these items will make them feel more accepted and more loved and the center of attraction. And they go out and they do it. And then at the same time, they also realize that that doesn't even do the job. You know about yourself, you learn about yourself, you learn about the illustrious history that people that worked and died and done such a great job to, in order to get you to the point that you're at now. You learn about them and you have some kind of direction by reading about your past. Then you know where to go, and then you'll realize that everything else is secondary to knowledge. You know? Knowledge of self. If you know who you are, you know where you're going to go. You know what's up against you. You know that you can put up a defensive mechanism in order to keep your head from getting knocked off. You know? I mean, it's organizing yourself. It's like playing football. You organize a game plan. You just don't go out there against a structure that's out to take your head off and just say, well, yeah, we're going to just throw it to my man ready to catch the ball. You got to set up plays. You got to also be able to read defenses, no obstacles. These things have to be trained to you.
We would like to track, like, Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos.
know, like this one line that goes, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I could never be a veteran. And also on your first album from the track Time Bomb, I'm MC Protector, U.S. Defector, South African government wrecker. You know, and our attitude in the brigade is that we have no country, we have no country to defend. You know, and why'd you write this track, and why won't we ever catch you celebrating the 4th of July?
Oh, all right, let me explain to you. First of all, I can never be a veteran for, I can never fight another country knowing how these countries in the Western world have operated. I mean, this country was built on the maiming and murdering and the tricking of people that really originally owned this land. It's no different from the Palestinian situation. They came in and basically stole and bogarted this country right here. So I could never fight for a country that's gone in and basically mistreated the people of the world wrong. I mean, it's definitely, it's so much hatred and deceit woven into the structure of this country that it has to stop, and you have to build it anew, and you have to tear down, and you have to redefine this country in order to have it fit into the peacefulness of the rest of the world. But it's still poison in the world. So to fight for this country means that you're in for killing and taking over and conquering. You know, it's just ridiculous. MC Protector, U.S. Defector means that I'm an MC Protector for a lot of people with an outside point of view. You know, it's really hurt a lot of rappers because, you know, it's like people that just don't understand how black people live. So how can they judge rap? You know what I'm saying? I'm out here to basically protect all MCs and explain to the media what these MCs and what these young men are about. These are young men that are screaming out. When a baby screams out, I mean, you could basically tell that the baby is thirsting for something. Knowledge, information, all to be fed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the same thing it is with the rappers. You don't blame them for what they say because they're the untaught. You don't blame the untaught. You know what I'm saying? MC Protector, U.S. Defector, South African government record. That's obvious. You know what I'm saying? Panther Power. You can feel in my arm. Look at how I'm a time bomb. You know, and never celebrate on the 4th of July. You know, 4th of July is set up. It said that we the people have now declared our independence. They did not have black people in mind. So to celebrate on a day, you know, where, let's say from 1776 to 1865, they definitely didn't have us in mind. And even up to now, they didn't have us in mind. You know, so we're not considered being part of that document, that paper. So why celebrate on that day, right?
Let me just get
what
a question.
What day should we celebrate on? Pardon, my brother's right here to tell you the days that we should celebrate on, James.
But if you take the 4th of July, 1877, that was when was born. The 4th of July, 1930, that was a man named Master Farad Muhammad came in this country to teach black people who they are and the knowledge of themselves. So there is sort of a sense of celebrating that particular day, but we gotta know it as a black people while we celebrating it, you know. So I conclude with that, just saying that.
I had a quick question. I want to bring you back to the point you made about being an MC Protector. There's a lot of criticism against groups like an NWA and Too Short, because they're perceived by some as being very negative and actually inspiring some people to go in what some might deem as a negative direction. Do you feel the same way about this criticism? And also,
that is a reflection of the public. It's also a dictation of the public. It dictates to the public where it should go, and it also reflects at the same time. If NWA and Too Short's are only reflections of a social problem, not teaching of boys how to be men in the community. Well, you know, age don't make you a man. A woman can't raise a man. A father can raise a man, a boy to be a man. We have 60 and 70 year old, 50, 30, 40 and 50 year old boys out there. You know what I'm saying?
But then,
wait, hold it. You know what I'm saying? So, unless that changes and we come along with some kind of guideline for brothers to be responsible to their own and also to be responsible to themselves, then that can come along and change. Like I said, you can't blame the untold, but they're going to only reflect on what's going on. Like I said before, you talk about a situation in order for black people to get
to a point where they could begin to progress. It has to start from the home, education in the home. A mother and a father can raise a boy to be a man, can raise a girl to be a woman, and then take that man and woman and raise them and to be responsible mothers and fathers. That's the essence of life. Education has to start in the home. Number two, a new curriculum in the school systems have to be set. They call these buildings and now neighborhoods, they call them schools, but they don't teach black people what they need to know in order for them to coexist or survive. New curriculum has to be set. Then number three, how do people get to know all the things that they need to know? Black people have to take control over the highest forms of media so everybody could basically have the same knowledge and information and then begin to be able to work themselves into understanding of self, understanding of themselves as a whole, and be able to network as a team. But that has to come throughout the highest forms of media such as television, radio, movies, because like media reflects and it dictates. And when it reflects, it dictates. If the media has to say, well, boom, this is the situation in the black community right now, and then at the same time, they show it to everybody. Media is so powerful that black people see that, damn, this is a reflection in a lot of areas, even if it's not like that at one given time. If they keep seeing it on TV, they'll begin to take on what they see. Because if I show you a picture and I say that you're in it, you're going to try to look for yourself. You're going to try to look for your big head somewhere in the picture. That's how it is. Black people have been looking at TV for so long, trying to find themselves and try to look for some kind of direction. That'll never happen because it's created from an outside point of view. We need to have our own definition, and we need to dictate how we should live and how we should deal. And that could come from a higher source of technology to counterpoint all the higher forms of technology that's brainwashing us. So with those three things in mind, if those three things don't get worked on, everything else is hopeless, and you can't begin to teach the people the important things that they need to know. Because first of all, you got to capture their interest, capture their fancy, and spark their curiosity. If a person's not curious, he ain't going to begin to want to learn. You got to make him interested. You got to, you know, like people say, public enemy. I like the message that you're giving. No, a message is those that only go to some and it misses some others. We like to call our music stressing a point music. Because when you stress a point, you direct it to everybody and you throw out ultimatums. This is how it is or else. That's what's going to get a person thinking. You lay out the game, you say, well, bang, this is your future if you continue to fuck with it this way. It's stressing the point music. It's not message music. A message music could be taken as opinion. This is not opinion. This is fact. It's based on fact, which will lead by pattern to be fact. That's what it is.
One question I'd like to ask is, on Terminator Exit at the Edge of Panic, you expressed concern about the Grammys. Could you tell us about that?
The Grammys are now nominated rappers being into their categories. Like I said, once again, this is an outside point of view. You know, the Grammys have just been set up by a bunch of old cabbage-headed, bald-headed, slick salesmen that have always had a lock on entertainment, or blacks in entertainment, on the entertainment period. They're the ones that give out the awards, you know? Who gives a fuck about getting an award about a Grammy? Who cares? I mean, this is somebody that just sets up an award and said, okay, this is what we feel are the best. I don't care about awards I don't care about awards, especially from those people, you know, because they never gave a damn about this music, and it just shows that, you know, that a lot of people, by just asking them to acknowledge our music, you can't ask anybody to acknowledge yourself. You have to take control of yourself in your own medium and make your own definition, set your own terms. You don't ask somebody that ain't interested in you. It's foolish. So, yeah, I mean, when you see a situation like last year, I was checking out the Grammys, and they had this old guy that damn near started vaudeville. He was picking up an award for compiling works of Thelonious Monk. This old bearded white man got up there and accepted the award. Who is this man? How are you going to pick up the award for Thelonious Monk? He got the Grammy for compiling those works. Thelonious Monk never got a Grammy. Little Richard, look at that. I mean,
I'm saying
we can't fall into the same traps of wanting to kiss the hand and kiss the behind of people and just ask for help. And no. Black people need to take control of their own destiny. Like Joe Clark says, black people, it's time for black people to take control of their own fate. If they don't do that, They're gonna fall victim. They're gonna go out like suckers. You know, a lot of people that can't even handle my group because I don't have terrorists in my group. I do have mind terrorists. Everybody in my group is a scholar, somewhat. Everybody. When you see the S1Ws on stage, they ain't no joke. Their minds is, the Uzi weighs a ton, and that's their minds. You see them, I mean, it hurts to see a black man in uniform, disciplined and intelligent. More intelligent than they are strong, and they can kick ass at the same time, too. They can't deal with the black man when he has all his tools and his discipline and all his stuff correct. You know, because the system trains you to be otherwise. This is a system that's trained for the European white men to always be at the helm and in control and in power. That's why you see a situation where the white man in the Western world controls women by various methods. That's not cool either. He controls his woman, you know. In black situation, it's black men, black women, don't even communicate. Communication has to happen in a black community, in a black structure, number one, in order for us to have some kind of guidelines passed down and set.
Two questions. First one is, I guess earlier this summer, Greg Tate of the Village Voice wrote what I considered a scathing article about you guys. What was your opinion about the review that he gave the album in the group in general?
I mean, it's known. I said and spit. It was BS. I thought it was garbage. Here's a man that just wanted to keep his job as a writer on a Jewish newspaper called The Village Voice, and he wanted to keep his job covering black music, you know. So, you know, we was getting a lot of flack from a lot of guys at The Voice, or even supporting Minister Farrakhan. So there's a man that just felt that, you know, that he can keep his job only if he kind of gives the PE a negative point of view from a black voice and a black source. So he, you know, he came out. And he was devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? But he was devil's advocate with nothing to back him up. He used an outside point of view. He used their point of view to attack us. Listen, I'm telling you that straight up. A message for all is different from a message for black people.